The next application is 11,816 Halton R. Johnson Jr. seeks variances from the side yard setback and the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel. Sections 115-25A1 and 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Honeysuckle Road, approximately 605 feet north of Wilgus Cemetery Road. The 911 address is 35416 Honeysuckle Road in Frankfort. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 70. Specifically, they're requesting a 2.3-foot variance and a 28.31-foot variance. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Talton F. Johnson, Jr. And I'm at 34392 Wilgus Cemetery Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And Ms. Cornwell, I guess, just as a matter of course, this was one that did not need a front yard setback.
It does not. Staff verified through aerial photography that the house was at least there in the 1950s. So the house predates zoning.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. The house is probably built in the 40s, we think. The uniqueness of this property was due to the property only being 282.7 feet wide when it was created. The building restriction line distance is 291.5 feet at the building restriction line because the property goes back at an angle. And that the house was being built in the 40s. And they centered it on the frontage of that property. And the required minimum frontage for the second parcel that I want to make cannot be obtained. Even if it was built off to one side, still short, but I could probably get some property from the property next door, but it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
And without the variance to the required lot width and to a variance for the minimum side yard setback, for the attached pump house that's on the side of the house, the back part of the parcel cannot be used to build another home. The problem was not created by, the property was owned by my parents. I inherited it, and they didn't create the problem that was created before they bought the property.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem comes from it being centered on the lot. And as far as the essential character of the neighborhood, not really changing anything in the neighborhood. Everything's pretty much the same. The creation of this parcel is a shorter lot width that will not alter the character of the neighborhood, as the lot directly adjacent to the proposed parcel has only 103 foot of frontage. And the current proposed layout is the best configuration with the least impacts for the proposed variances.
Okay.
The house I want to give to my daughter, mm-hmm. and I've been approached by a person who's, well, I'm in the fire company, and the guy was our first employee for the fire company, mm-hmm. EMT, and he approached me about buying the rest of the property to build a house in the back. So he's not going to build up front anyway. He wants to get around the back
part again.
Yeah,
okay.
There's almost 3.8 acres there altogether.
So that's the reason you're looking for to split this?
Yes.
Okay, to sell it to, you're going to sell it?
I'm probably going to sell it, yeah, if it's approved.
Okay.
I don't have a contract on it because I don't have anything to sell.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right.
Okay.
And how far does that go back? That you're 2.6 acres? Is that what you're going to be selling?
Yes.
Okay. So this will leave you 1 acre, 1.0.
Yes. My daughter doesn't need that much.
Okay. And that pump house, that's there, right? That's
yes,
been there?
Been there forever.
So you're creating that once, if you create that lot, then that'll put you in violation.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
And I kicked the line as far as I could to the left and tried to keep the width.
Sure.
Okay.
Looks that way.
All right.
On me.
Okay. existing oil barrel to be removed? I don't know.
Yeah.
What
the
is
oil
that?
Barrel sitting on a concrete stand.
Oh, yeah.
The old
ways. Oh, okay.
The old style,
type,
yes.
Of, yeah.
The old style. You know, that's
going back.
Way back.
And my daughter is planning on eventually put heat pumps and stuff in, so it's going to go away.
Sure. I noticed that. All right. Any further?
Nothing.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm all done.
Questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Sure. Any questions?
Yeah. Where's the, you'd mentioned that the property is narrower at the front and wider in the rear, the whole thing. How wide is it at its widest point?
I'd say it's probably close to 500 feet in the back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not even 300 in the front.
Right.
Okay.
It's close to it at the setback. 40-foot building restriction line is 291.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11816. The applicant certainly has done a good job in presenting the criteria for a variance.
Excuse me.
The uniqueness of the property is based on the house being built in the 1940s and the irregular, it is an irregular shaped lot. When you look at it, it goes on an angle, even if it as it sits today. And also, it cannot otherwise be developed. I would say it could not if he wants to. You're saying you want to give that, sell that to a friend, or you have a buyer.
I've known him over the years, working through the fire company.
Okay, all right.
Him and his wife.
And the variance of the 14 feet is created by the 1940 problem of creating the line from the, and also the if you create that lot, the other variance for the pump house will be created then. So.
Correct.
And it's not being created by the applicant because this all occurred in the 1940s, is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not essentially alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's certainly an awful lot of open ground around you. And a minimum variance that to accomplish what he wants to do. So with that, I make a motion and we approve 11816.
Yep. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11816. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So vote by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11816 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too, sir.